Here's Dr. Don Wilton.
In other words, let God by His Spirit examine you. And God by His Spirit is going to convict you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. God is speaking to your heart. If He's not speaking to your heart, you don't know Him, which is why I want to invite you to give your life to Christ. By the way, if it's bothering you, you are a saved person. Because that's what sin does for believers. It'll bother you. The
encouraging word. Oh, God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. That's the voice you heard moments ago. And we continue in this Living to the Power of 10 message series all about the 10 Commandments and how they can change our lives today, just as they changed lives for centuries as we apply the law, but more importantly, the grace that we know in Jesus Christ. I pray that you would know that we're here for you. We're connecting online, keyboard to keyboard, at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. And this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
God not only created men and women, boys and girls, little girl babies, little boy babies, but He blessed them. That's very important. Here's the third fact of love. God instituted marriage based upon His fact of love. There is only one kind of marriage, and that's between a man and a woman. There is no alternative. We're not talking about me. I'm not considering the President of the United States of America. He's got nothing to do with this. I'm not concerned here about the Senate or the power of Congress or the brilliance of man's mind. God instituted marriage. That's the fact of love according to God. Fact number one, God created male and female. Fact number two, God blessed them. Fact number three, God instituted marriage. Fact number four, God designed sex. Sex is biblical. The intimacy of the physical relationship between a man and a woman in the context of God's fact of love, which is marriage, is something that God blesses. He celebrates that. In fact, it's God's design. When you get to read about what the Apostle Paul said, for example, in his pastoral epistles, Paul outlines it. He even gives to us a rationalization. He says lust is very real. Paul acknowledges a burning that takes place between two members of the opposite sex. And he says, in order that I might not do that, I therefore will be married, because in the marriage context, God's design is the complementary, with an E, design of marriage, this fusion, this union between a man and a woman, whereby the man, married man, no longer has control over his body, but his wife does. And the married woman no longer has control over her body, but her husband does. That's the one fleshness of the picture that God gives to us in this beautiful picture of His created order. God created, God blessed, God instituted, God designed. Number five, here's the fifth fact of love. God designed fruitfulness. God designed it. God said to man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. This is the way in which the world is replenished between a man and a woman. Let alone the biblical mandate, anything less than that is unnatural. It's unnatural even in the natural order of everything that God created. But we're going to focus here on the human person. The male and the female, anything less than that is unnatural according to God's divine law. Not according to mine. But God is telling me that when I live in a relationship with Him, I am to be faithful to Him. I answer to Him. God ordered fruitfulness. And number six, I had to put this sixth fact of love. God purposed attractiveness. God purposed attractiveness. By the way, if we had time today, I'd take you back to the Genesis account where the Bible tells us very clearly. God made Adam and presented to him the birds and the beasts, and none of them could ever come close to what he was about to experience. And when he took his rib and he created Eve, in the Genesis account, we read it, it's very mildly put. He didn't say, oh, wow, okay, there she is. The word there is, wow, oh man, did you see what I just saw? Oh man, she's a doll. I mean, look at that chick. I mean, she just is knocking my socks off. That's what he said. I'm giving you a rough translation of the Hebrew. God purposed attractiveness, folks, between men and women. Any questions here? So now I give to you these facts of love. We're a ripe field for adultery. We fertile ground for adultery. Everybody wants. I tell you, nobody knows it better than Satan does. And what God's trying to say here from the mountaintop is just as we can be unfaithful to God, if you take King David, for example, so it is we can be unfaithful in marriage. Where would we be without the love of God in Christ? So what is adultery? Adultery is two things, folks. Number one, it's an act. It's an act of sex with another person in addition to that marriage. Adultery applies to married people. And by the way, for all of you that are sitting there right now looking at me saying, man, I'm so glad that I'm not married, one of these days I'm going to preach on fornication. So just so that we can be clear here, adultery is an act. It's an actual deed. Adultery is any form of sexual activity by a married person with any other person other than the one to whom they are married. That's adultery. It doesn't matter what President Clinton says. It doesn't matter how you define what is and what isn't. It doesn't matter how many times Kim Kardashian gets married. It doesn't matter what standards are brought to bear. It doesn't matter what's politically correct. Adultery is any form of sexual activity by a married person with anyone other than the one to whom they are married. It's an act. But Jesus was very careful to tell us it's not only an act. Number two, adultery is a thought. That puts a complete different spin on things. Because that being the case, I'm guilty. Is there anyone who would like to throw a stone at me? Give me your best shot. I am a man. And the facts of love apply to me and to you and to every one of us. And God said on the mountaintop, you cannot, you may not, thou shalt not commit adultery. And we are very quick to assassinate people caught in the act, but we're very quiet about the thought. Jesus didn't differentiate between the two, even though the consequences are certainly different. So what are some of the consequences of unfaithfulness? Number one, your heart will be sore. You commit adultery, you're going to have a very sore heart. Some of you have been living for years and years with a very sore heart. It'll hang around you like you cannot let it go. It'll bother you every time you come to church. And that's why some people don't want to come to church. They don't want to hear. I have people all the time say to me, listen, the worst part about being in church was that I felt you were talking to me. I'm not, but I think God is. You'll have a very sore heart. What does unfaithfulness do when it comes to our relationship with God? Any believer who knows and loves Jesus is married to God through Jesus Christ and is unfaithful to him, you'll have a sore heart, my friend. David said it. He spoke about the joy of salvation. When your joy is gone, you hurt. Number two, your direction will be confused. That's the consequence of unfaithfulness. Your direction. You'll become discombobulated. Oh, there will be days and moments and times that you get everything together, but it'll soon pass by. You'll end up at the same point. Sin has an amazing place of bringing, capability of bringing you and me back to that same point again. Your direction will be confused. Number three, your integrity will be marred. Your direction, because the Bible tells us in the Proverbs that in all your ways you must acknowledge God. He's the one who will direct you. What does unfaithfulness do? Faithfulness severs that relationship with God. It messes it up. And so how's God able to direct your paths and to show you which direction to go into when you're being unfaithful to Him? There is surely nothing worse for a married couple than someone in that marriage who's been faithful. That's a tough home to live in. Your heart will be sore, your direction will be confused, your integrity will be marred. I've seen great people of the faith who love the Lord Jesus Christ and who serve Him faithfully, and they're unfaithful. They commit adultery against God, and their integrity as Christian leaders becomes affected. There are consequences. And one of the consequences of adultery in a marriage concerns your integrity. It's almost like a sentence. It will affect you. Number four, your peace will be shattered. Your peace. Peace is very important, isn't it? You know, we all strive to have that. As a Christian, I want peace. My most unpeaceful times is when I'm not faithful to my Lord, when I sin against Him, when I commit adultery against God, when I fraternize with the enemy. My peace is shattered. I'm a pastor. I cannot begin to tell you the heartbreaks that I have dealt with over the years when it comes to adultery. To a man, a husband, or a wife being unfaithful to one another. You cannot put on a radar screen. You cannot put on a radar screen the hurt and the pain and the agony. You cannot describe it. It will rip your heart out, your peace. When I'm unfaithful to the Lord, you and I live with shattered peace. It doesn't only affect my heart and my direction and my integrity, but that beautiful, sweet relationship that I have with my Savior is broken. When Jesus said, when God said, don't commit adultery, this is what He was talking about. And then number five, your loved ones will be affected. Adultery has terrible consequences with those that you love. Go and talk to children who are the products of an adulterous relationship concerning their mother and father. Go and sit down and talk to them about it. Nobody wins. The grass is not greener on the other side of the hill. What was God doing here? When God said, thou shalt not commit adultery, He was in essence affirming three things. And I want to give you these three affirmations. Number one, that marriage was only to be between a man and a woman. That's not the traditional view of marriage. It's God's plan for marriage. Tradition has nothing to do with it. God is not tradition. He's God. When God said, thou shalt not commit adultery, He was saying marriage is to only be between a man and a woman. There is no alternative lifestyle, not as far as God is concerned. There's not one instance in the Scripture where God even opens the door. And He's not running for office. He's already in office. Marriage was only to be between a man and a woman. Number two, this was the second affirmation God was making, that marriage was to be monogamous and permanent. One man for one woman for one lifetime. And number three, he was affirming that marriage was to be sacred. Marriage is actually fantastic. Trust me, I've tried this now for the past over three decades, and it's wonderful. I wouldn't trade my duckling for anything. In fact, I told her the other day, I said, "Duckling, let me tell you something. I've made a decision." She said, "What is that?" I said, "I've decided to keep you." I'm not going to tell you what she said to me, but that's going to be private. It's a sacred relationship. I'm going to tell you something, folks. The older you get, the sweeter it becomes. And for you young people that always look at your parents and grandparents and say, "You know, I wonder if they still hold hands." Oh, yes. That love just grows sweeter by the day. You see, everything God was telling them to do was designed to be a direct reflection of what He does for us and what He expects from us in relationship to Him. He's saying, "Listen, why don't you come up on the mountain and live to the power of 10? So what to do? Here are four things to do. I want to bring it all together. Four things to do. Folks, this is where it's at. Are you ready? So I want to say a special word to someone today who is not married. I want to say something to somebody today who has not yet violated God's law. I want to say something to somebody today who's sitting here with a broken heart. I want to say something to some precious person here today who has committed adultery, someone who's been responsible for the breakup of someone's marriage. I want to say something to someone here today that you've had this hanging over your heads forever and forever and forever. This is what I want to say to you. This is what you need to do. God will tell you how you fit into this, and you know it. Number one, examine today. Examine today. That word examine, we find it with the Lord's Supper. David spoke about it in the Psalms, right throughout the Scripture. Examine yourself before God. In other words, let God by His Spirit examine you. And God by His Spirit is going to convict you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. God is speaking to your heart. If He's not speaking to your heart, you don't know Him, which is why I want to invite you to give your life to Christ. By the way, if it's bothering you, you are a saved person, because that's what sin does for believers. It'll bother you.
You're listening to the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton. This is the Encouraging Word. We're so glad to have you with us. Perhaps you've tuned in for the very first time, and there is so much more to come, both online at theencouragingword.org. And in just a minute, Dr. Don will be back with more of this message on One Love, all part of the Living to the Power of 10 message series about the great 10 commandments and how they apply to us today. You know, as Dr. Don takes this break, he insists I do so that I'll let you know about this phone number. We're ready to pray with you right now, 24 hours a day, as a matter of fact. But right now, would you consider giving us a call and letting us pray you through what the next is in your life? 866-899-WORD is the number. Jot it down, store it in your cell. It's available 24 hours a day to connect you with one of us. Happy to listen, talk, and pray. 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, let's connect keyboard to keyboard online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Examine today. Number two, repent today. Repentance is the only solution to sin. Repentance means that you confess to Jesus. Say, "Lord, this is what I've done. I confess this to you. I turn from my sin." 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. That's for believers. Confess, repent, do it today. Now, are you listening? You're not going to get anywhere if you're not willing to repent. Repent is not just saying something. It's got to come from your heart, which leads me to number three, turn today. Like the woman caught in adultery, turn today. Turn. You got to turn away. You got to turn in the opposite direction. Did you really hear that? Go and sin no more. Be careful. Some of you are in serious trouble because you're having a conversation with God. You've got every intention of going straight back to where from whence you've come. That means you haven't repented, which means you are not forgiven. Please listen today. Examine your heart today. Repent today. Turn today. And here's number four. Forget not today. Forget not today. Don't ever forget the grace of God. Don't ever forget what God's done for you. Can I say this in these terms? You owe Him. You owe God. That's what faithfulness to God is all about. I owe Him everything because He loves me and because He's forgiven me. I'm going to invite you to respond to Him. Now, I want to invite you today to give your life to Christ. Trust Him. Listen, folks, when it comes to these issues that grip our hearts, do business with God. Do business with God. Do business with God. I wish I could come and go to every single person who's going through whatever it is that you're going through today. Say, did you hear this? Did you hear this? Did you see what Jesus did with this woman? Do you know that there is a bright tomorrow? Do you know you can be set free? Do you know God can take your sin and cast it as far as the east is from the west and remember it no more? He'll do it for you. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Examine today, repent today, turn today, and forget not today. You owe God. I owe God. I owe Him everything. That's why by His grace, I want to be faithful to Him, to the one who has loved me despite myself. No wonder we sing together, just as I am, without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou would bidst me, to come to Thee. O Lamb of God, I come. I'm going to challenge you today. I'm going to invite you to come and give your life to Christ. I'm going to invite you to do business with the Lord today. I've been praying for you so much. I'm with you, my friend. That's why I'm not going to pick up a stone and throw it at you either. You're welcome in God's house. But let's do what God's telling us to do.
Sometimes it really is that simple. Forgive the interruption. Dr. Wilton will be back in just a moment with closing thoughts for today. But sometimes that phrase, to know that you're welcome in God's house, but are we doing what God's telling us to do? Obedience is so critical. And not delayed obedience, but immediate obedience. Response to the Lord as He is leading you. Is He leading you right now to make a decision for Jesus? To turn your back on the way you've been going and turn headlong into the arms of Jesus, who's ready to welcome you and build a fresh new relationship with you. We'd love to talk with you about it. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, we can talk keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. And now, as promised, closing thoughts from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ.
And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, I want to say something to you personally. You ready for this? Thank you. It's a powerful word, isn't it? Small one, powerful. I want to thank you. You see, the sun hardly rises or sets in a day that we don't see people coming to know Christ through this broadcast ministry. Every day. And you make that possible through your prayers, most of all, and through your financial giving. God is doing something great. And in our world today, this medium of television, very important, folks. This is very, very important. God is allowing us to go into more and more homes across the United States of America. Thank you for helping us make this possible. And let's never stop praying that people would come to know Jesus. God bless you.
Oh, if the Lord has spoken to you through Dr. Don Wilton today, let us help take the next step together with you. We have some wonderful free resources that we'd love to put in your hand, and we'd love to pray with you as well. The phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would love to connect. Meet us online at theencouragingword.org or pick up the phone and call for your copy. We'd love to help connect you with not only that, but many resources that Dr. Wilton has put together that help us grow and not only grow and reach out more in our faith, reach out more into the world and the families that we're connected to, but also to deepen our roots in God's encouraging word. You can discover all that online at theencouragingword.org. Or pick up the phone and call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Join us tomorrow, same time, for more great ministry with Dr. Don Wilton.
Thank you so much for sending me the Daily Encouraging Word devotional. I passed it on to a friend from Kenya, and now he's sending it to his sister in Kenya. The Encouraging Word has been such a blessing to me.